Psych Central is an online publication that is passionate about mental health. It always stays up to date on the most recent insights that the industry has to offer, sifting through the science and providing you with only the most credible information. While keeping in mind that clinical research is only one piece of the puzzle, its team puts real people at the heart of their content. Psych Central believes that exploring your mental health is less about identifying what's wrong and more about fortifying your strengths and deepening your understanding of yourself and your needs. In this article, I offer you 10 best Psych Central articles on mindfulness, along with my favorite quotes. 1. What is mindfulness? 5 benefits. This article introduces the reader to the concept of mindfulness and discusses its benefits. Mindfulness is simply non-judgmental attention to the here and now. When you invoke a state of mindfulness, you let the cacophony of your thoughts drift past you like clouds. This can help you turn your attention to this very moment, rather than to what happened yesterday or what might transpire tomorrow. You don't have to be highly skilled in mindfulness to experience its benefits. Instead, you can learn as you go while exploring the many ways to add mindful moments to each day. Related book, Mindfulness for Beginners by Jon Kabat-Zinn. 2. Mindfulness for OCD. The author talks about how mindfulness can help people with obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD. Obsessive-intrusive thoughts may be repetitive and persistent, drawing the mind into the past or the future, with worry about what has happened or what may happen, Diebeler explained. Obsessive thoughts can drive compulsions, which aim to reduce feelings of fear, anxiety, or overwhelm. Mindfulness practices can help with discomfort by shifting our attention from the past to the present, Diebeler added, and allowing intrusive thoughts to come and go. Mindfulness-based interventions, according to a 2022 literature review, may be useful for people living with OCD as an alternative option or complementary treatment to traditional therapies. Click here to learn more about mindfulness for OCD. 3. Mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, for stress and chronic pain. If you wanted to learn more about mindfulness for chronic pain, this article is for you. An effective evidence-based mindfulness treatment for stress management is mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR. According to a 2017 review, MBSR was reported to significantly reduce depression relapse and improve chronic pain management. Mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, is a therapeutic program created in 1979 by Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn to help alleviate stress for people with chronic pain conditions. Over 200 medical centers are estimated to use MBSR globally as an alternative or supplementary treatment. It's often used for a number of mental health and physical health conditions. Related book, Mindfulness Meditation for Pain Relief, by Jon Kabat-Zinn. 4. How to Be Mindful of Your Emotions, 7 Ways. Read this article if you're interested in the link between mindfulness and your emotions. Being mindful of your emotions simply means acknowledging them without judgment, Dr. Sanam Hafiz, NYC neuropsychologist and director of Comprehend the Mind, explains. We grow as people when we learn how to engage with emotions instead of pushing them away. Ignoring your emotions for too long can stunt your growth and make you less present for your loved ones. By learning how to be mindful of your emotions, you can better manage emotional reactivity and, with practice, enter a calmer mental state regularly. Here are some ways to become more mindful of your emotions. Click here to learn more about mindfulness for emotional regulation. 5. Mindfulness for depression, tips and exercises. This article explores how mindfulness can help with depression. Here's a fair amount of scientific research that supports the argument that mindfulness can soothe depression and regulate your mood. Although different things work for different people, mindfulness is a science-backed intervention for depression. A significant amount of research suggests mindfulness can help regulate emotions, reducing depressive symptoms. Much of the research around mindfulness and depression revolves around mindfulness interventions, such as mindfulness-based stress reduction MBSR. MBSR is a therapeutic program that was created in 1979 by Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn. Related book, The Mindful Way Through Depression by Jon Kabat-Zinn. 6. The Relationship Between Mindfulness and Resilience. Mindfulness can help you become more resilient as you face life's challenges. Mindfulness is about living in the present moment and being intentional. Resilience is defined as bouncing back from adverse life events or recovering quickly from difficulties. Resilience also is related to the characteristics that allow you to thrive after an adverse event. Mindfulness and resilience often go hand in hand. Research from 2021 evaluated the impact mindfulness-based practice and physical activity have on the development of resilience. Findings indicated that mindfulness-based practice could lead to greater levels of individual resilience. Click here to learn more about mindfulness and resilience. 7. Mindfulness for anger, how it works in guided meditation. The author explores how mindfulness can be used to overcome anger. For many of us, feeling our feelings is uncomfortable, especially when that emotion is anger. The tension may seem like too much. We don't want to deal with the discomfort, or we may worry about what we might discover on the other side. Fully experiencing our emotions means they don't get buried and we receive the important information they're trying to give, Brandt writes. Experiencing our emotions also means that we can make positive changes in our lives. Recognizing our true feelings makes it possible for us to change behaviors and situations that do not support us, leading to a more honest, satisfying life, according to Brandt. Related book, Anger, Wisdom for Cooling the Flames by Thich Nhat Hanh. Related article, How to Practice Loving-Kindness Meditation, with guided audio. 8. The Difference Between Mindfulness and Dispositional Mindfulness. The author explains how mindfulness can become a trait. Mindfulness is characterized as both a state and a trait. State mindfulness occurs in meditation, and trait mindfulness refers to a person's predisposition to be mindful daily. Dispositional mindfulness, also known as trait mindfulness, is a type of awareness that involves paying attention to our thoughts and feelings in the present moment without judgment. State mindfulness is more in the moment, whereas trait mindfulness occurs over time and becomes part of your personality. Click here to learn more about the difference between mindfulness and dispositional mindfulness. 9. Employing mindfulness at work, 1 hour at a time. Here's how mindfulness can be applied to your work environment. Mindfulness may help you be more present and purposeful in your job. Learning this skill may reduce your stress in the workplace and make you more productive and satisfied at work. Mindfulness is being present at the moment without judgment and acknowledging your emotions without feeling overwhelmed or critical. It allows you to focus on what you're doing and block out obsessive thoughts or distractions. Click here to learn more about employing mindfulness at work. 10. Mindful Listening, 7 Tips to Practice It Every Day. Mindful listening can improve your communication skills. Paying full attention to who's speaking without any judgment, called mindful listening, can benefit your relationships. Ever heard the expression in one ear and out the other? Mindful listening is the opposite. It involves taking an active role in hearing the person speaking with you so you can understand and remember what they said. Practicing mindful listening can improve your communication skills and relationships. It can also help you show more empathy and understanding as you speak with the person. Click here to learn more about mindful listening. Complement these best mindfulness articles from Psych Central with our articles on 10 best mindfulness articles from Psychology Today and 9 best mindfulness articles from Healthline.